Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 39 of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. Now the podcast is officially older than Mark Vila.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. And today we're talking about social media.
Yes, we are. Mark and I went to last month, I think it was last month.
Yeah.
We went to a big mucky muck conference in Orlando called Social Fresh. And that's where all the coolest people in America go with their iPhones to discuss all things social media.
Yes.
And it is actually a great event. There are a lot of social media professionals there. We've had the social media manager from Patron Brands there. JetBlue has spoken there. This time we had the Weather Channel, mm-hmm. social media for the Weather Channel was there. And the point behind this conference is just kind of share information between each other, and also to get industry experts to weigh in on what they're doing in social, what they're finding successful, and to pass that on to the rest of us. And what Mark Vila and I are going to try to do today is share some of that information with you.
Yeah, just share some of the knowledge that we've gained with you guys, because you're a small business owner now.
Yeah.
And maybe you have been for some time, or you're pretty fresh into it. And you might not be using social media to the best of your business.
Right.
That can actually bring you some success, make you some money.
Yeah.
Not waste your time.
Maybe you're not using social media at all.
Yeah.
Which honestly, I didn't do even for Coldesi. I really wasn't that interested in social for the first couple of years that I was doing marketing here.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything started to get good. So,
yeah.
And it's worked out pretty well for us. So what are some of the things that you learned that left a lasting impression, Mark, that you think that people in the custom t-shirt business, the embroidery business should know right off the bat?
That customers and potential customers want to engage with you on social media. It's very easy.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable. It's very trusting. If they can find your brand online, read what other people have to say, read how you interact with other people, witness it, see the message that you're trying to deliver out to people, see if that resonates with who they are and what they want to be, and do they want to be, you know, associated with you? You know, do they like you? And social media gives your brand a personality that lets people grab onto.
Yeah, and it's I agree with all that. And it's also kind of the, our philosophy has been for the past few years to do two things. To be useful to our customers, and to be wherever they are, not where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, for example, we were in the habit of going to trade shows all the time. We thought that was the right way to do things, so that's what we did. When our customers were clamoring for more interaction in social media platforms, because most of them are not going to a trade show every day, but the first thing they do when they wake up in the morning is they check Facebook.
Yeah.
And it would be great if they could interact with the people that they knew at Coldesi or Coleman & Company or your t-shirt business in some way as soon as they get up.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, at lunch, you know, instead of having to set aside time. They're already on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Pinterest or whatever your media of choice is. You should be there too.
Yeah, and how, how do I interact with other people that are in this business? How do I interact with other embroiderers that know what they're talking about? You know, and all these things. And that's the whole point of this social thing.
Yeah, I mean that's how Custom Apparel Startups Facebook group was born.
Mm-hmm.
Is there wasn't any place for. Not any comfortable, high trust place where people, small businesses could go that were in embroidery custom tees, and they could talk about how much should I charge for stuff, you know, where do I get this? How do I do that? Mm-hmm. You know, without fear of, you know, looking like they're not professional.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of fear. So what we found and what we learned at Social Fresh and in our research everywhere is that out of the social media platforms that you can choose from, there's one that you have to be on. You can make money if you're not on Facebook.
Yes.
But it's harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you do it right, there are so many people on Facebook that it really doesn't matter anymore if you want to use it personally. You don't have to. But you do have to be there for your business.
Yeah. It's almost every American, you know, is on it.
Yeah.
You know, and more than likely, almost every single person that you do business with is going to be on it in one form or another. They might not be posting a picture of their friends and family and interacting every single day.
Right.
But they are on it. And it's saying you're not going to be on there is a little bit of the equivalent of 10 years ago saying somebody, I'm not going to be on email.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's true.
You're saying I'm not going to be on email. And it's not, you don't, because you don't have to go on there and share a picture of your food.
Yeah.
You don't have to share you don't have anything to do that. About your life. You don't have to even fill out your whole profile and say where you work or what you do.
Right.
You know, that's the thing about some folks is, I don't want to spend all that time. You don't do that then.
Yeah.
Don't. But you have an account, right? You have an account, you set it up. You can interact with people on there. And you set up a business page.
Yes.
And this way people can find you. Because what they're doing, and we learned this at Social Fresh, and this is something we've been reading about for years now, is that more and more people are going onto Facebook first when they're looking for a business.
Yes.
Before Google sometimes.
Yes.
They will go on there and they will type in embroidery in there and see if one of their friends owns a business or if one of their friends likes a business, or they'll post on to Facebook, does anyone know a good embroiderer?
Yeah. You know, the one of the themes throughout Social Fresh was the fact that it's almost like people aren't searching the way they used to on Google and Bing and Yahoo. I mean, they still are, and it's still very important, but there's this whole other community that is just getting their information and getting their recommendations and finding businesses through connections on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Again, you may not do it, but it's definitely happening.
Yeah.
You know, Coldesi's Facebook page grows, not because we advertise our Facebook page on Facebook. It grows because our customers know that we're on Facebook and they find us there. Mm-hmm. You know, people that we talk to on the phone find our Facebook page. So the call will usually go, you know, hey, I'm interested in getting an embroidery machine. Can you guys help me out? The salesperson is, yeah, of course we can. We've got all this stuff. Where can I find you? Oh, you can go to our website. You're already there. That's great. Look at our Facebook page. We put tons of stuff up there. And the customer is, great, I'm on Facebook every minute of every day.
Yeah.
You know, I may as well, you know, friend you guys and see what you're up to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have customers that come in here, you know, that say, do you guys have a Facebook page?
Yeah.
Because they want to be able to go on there just, what was it, Monday we talked about it? I had a customer chat, send us a chat on Facebook that said, hey, I'm online right now looking at your patch kit.
Right.
And you don't have this configuration that I want.
Yeah.
And I said, well, then build it this way. And I told them a couple products to buy. And they said, great. Just place my order. My order number is 111.
Yeah.
And they said that. And, you know, and I was very encouraged to be a part, to be lucky to be part of that interaction.
Yeah.
But your customers are doing the same thing. They know that there's, that they can go on there and directly connect with a person that they really believe as a person, you know, more than anything.
And we're seeing that at Coldesi too. A growing number of customers are, you know, just finding us on Facebook and messaging us for pricing. They're messaging us for information. Where do I go to get this? Mm-hmm. And where before you said, well, I've got chat on my website. I've got a telephone. Mm-hmm. I've got an email address. Why don't you use one of those? because I'm on Facebook right now.
Yeah.
You know, that let's go. Yeah. You know, I'm on my phone, I'm on Facebook. You know, let's do something.
There's other cool stuff you can do on Facebook.
There is. We don't just sit around and chat all day on Facebook.
Yeah. Did you guys know that you can physically sell something and accept a credit card on Facebook?
You know, I heard something about that, Mark.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us more?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Now, you can, if you have a Facebook business page,
yeah.
You can go through there and you can just type in how to sell on Facebook. And
yes.
Facebook will provide you the instructions step by step better than I'm going to tell you.
Right.
So, but essentially, through your business page, you can put a product for sale on Facebook. You can set up they have a merchant service provider
yep.
through there. Somebody can click the product, buy the product on
yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And you'll get paid on it and you'll pay the fee.
Right.
You know, just like you would if somebody bought it through the credit card reader you might have on your cell phone. Or if you have a merchant service, you know, in your
yes.
store. Or if you have an e-commerce site. It's the same difference. It's just another way to sell things. So it's a particularly good idea if you make unique items. If you actually sell something that somebody might click and buy.
Yes.
Like, you know, you make doggy t-shirts or you
yeah.
make tote bags or you make, you know,
something off
baby
the shelf
diaper
kind
bags.
Of stuff.
If
yeah.
you sell off the shelf, you can do that. And then, of course, you can offer your customization in that to say, after you buy it, I'll email you and you tell me what monogram you want on it.
You know,
you can do that stuff.
That is such a good example of the basics of why you have to be involved in Facebook, whether or not you're doing anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is because 2 years ago, there weren't any Facebook groups, and we're going to talk about that. And then we were already, Coldesi and Coleman and Company were already on Facebook. When they came out with Facebook groups, we started one.
Yep.
And it's been a wonderful community development kind of thing. We never advertised on Facebook until a year or so ago. And then Facebook got their act together with paid advertisement, and now it's a significant source of customers for us. Because we were already there. They started doing better with video. So you can do video advertisements or live broadcasts. We were on Facebook, so that next evolution came out. And it, once again, their innovation has been good for us. So the fact that you can now completely substitute a website, really.
Yes.
With the business Facebook page, that e-commerce was the last piece. If you want to, you can dive into that community, you know, build a following and that is your business is on Facebook. And if you don't want to do any of that stuff, do it anyway.
Yeah.
Make a business Facebook page and just interact with people and see what happens.
It doesn't have to be very complicated and you'll get business from it because what Facebook wants to do is similar to what Google wants to do and these online companies. What their goal is their goal is for no resistance in helping to get people what they want.
Right.
Okay, so if you sell custom t-shirts, you know, you sell custom t-shirts, your customer's looking for custom t-shirts. They're
yes.
interacting, they're talking about that online. So there's a couple things you could do. For one, you can actually advertise that on Facebook. And
yes.
Facebook is going to push that ad towards people who are talking about it online.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Also, if you are in some sort of a custom, you know, if you're in, say, cheerleading.
Yep.
And you own it, you know, as a business owner, your customers in cheerleading, you own a business, a cheer bling business. Facebook is going to attempt to push you guys together. It wants you guys to interact.
Right.
So no, without
it'll
you
suggest
trying
your
to do it.
It'll suggest friends. It'll do
yeah,
all that
they
stuff.
Want you to interact because
yeah.
because you're going to interact, that connection is natural. So you are just going to have a page and you're not going to get $1 million overnight this way, but in having that page, 100% you will have people that accidentally find you
yes.
that are looking for what you want. Through just the power of what Facebook does.
Right. Now, you still have to do things like, you have to put a good picture on there.
Yeah.
You know, you have to put what you do on there. Put a couple of videos on there. You know, you have to put a little bit of effort into it. But the more things that you have there, the easier it is for people to find
yes.
you, just like Mark was saying.
And the more effort you do. So, you know, video, is huge. We have to talk about that. That's basically all they talked about.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the Social Fresh conference, is video is huge. Use that in whatever way you can. Right now, a big thing that's happening with video, Facebook Live.
Yeah. All right. Well, first I want to say that.
So you have something else to say.
There was a stat that I remembered in that Facebook has only been really focusing on video for a short period of time.
Yeah.
And it's already got almost 50% of the video views as YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube is owned by Google. It is the monster in the video delivery business online. Koldesi and Coleman & Company have like 800 videos on YouTube. And Facebook is almost half of that after maybe a year of trying. So that's going to continue.
Yeah,
and another reason to be on Facebook.
I'm gonna attempt to bring up a cool statistic at some point here.
Okay.
But what I was gonna say is with the video, just as one example. But if you notice on if you have Facebook the app on your phone, then I'm sure that you've seen in the top left, you know, that live little button now.
Yes.
That's big there now. That's
yes.
a big thing. You know,
when you go to do a post.
Yes.
On an Android, there's a live button.
Yes.
And we're both furiously typing into our phones right now, so we can describe it better.
I'm looking on something else too. But anyway, there's that live button, and because what you can do, and this is simple, and this works, is you run an apparel decorating business, right?
Yeah.
You are in front of your machine, you're doing an order, and you pick up that live. You hit that live button on your Facebook business page.
Yes.
And you hit it, and you just look into the camera, and don't worry if you don't think you look perfect.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
You're
a human being.
Right.
You walk around all day.
You'll get a countdown, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. And you just say, hey, I'm working on a job. You know, this is for such and such high school.
Yeah.
If you want to give the name or not, you know, it's up to you. But I'm doing this job. It's for Florida Beach High. I've made 150 caps over here. I'm working on the polos right now.
Yes.
I'm proud for them to be my customer. By the way, if you're checking this out, you know, and you need custom embroidery, you reach me on Facebook or call us up. Our website is this. And you can do these short little videos and it's fun. You know, it is fun, and people will watch it. And you're going to be discouraged because you're going to do it, and you're going to see like, oh, two people saw that. Who
right,
cares?
Right.
Over time, though, you know, that video will live on Facebook over time.
And people
that
will react
will turn
to it.
Into 300. And that's where I was going to bring up some stats.
Yeah.
So on Facebook, in the past year, and we've only really gotten heavy into videos on Facebook, let's just say within the past 6 months or so.
Agreed.
Would you say?
Yeah.
We've had almost 500,000 views, video views on Facebook.
Wow.
Through the Coleman & Company page.
Right.
Not even
any
of the other subsidiary pages that we have.
Yeah. Which we do have a lot.
Yeah. So saying that, you know, it's a powerful place.
Yeah.
There was videos that I've created that when I made the video and I put it on there, it had like 4 views.
Yeah.
And I looked at it a week later, it had 9. And I was like, oh, nobody cared about this video. I look at that video now, 9 months later.
Yeah.
And it's 1,000.
Right.
You know? And that's the thing. It's like you do these cool little video snapshots and maybe nobody cares today, or maybe nobody saw it at that moment because people do other things.
Right.
But it can get around.
But let's divide that up a little bit.
Sure.
So if you record a video and save it, maybe you do a little editing, maybe you don't, you can upload that directly into Facebook, not go to YouTube and paste a link or anything like that. You upload that directly into Facebook and it will stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can hit the live button and do something real time. And the power of that is as long as you are live and once you go live, Facebook will look for people to tell.
Yeah, they want to tell
live
people. Yeah,
because they want people on Facebook. So, for example, if we do, you know, when we did our open house this past week, you know, Koldesi, you know, did and Coleman & Company both did some live demonstrations of our products. And while we're doing it, you know, Facebook is going out there trying to find people we're connected to that are online. And, you know, I had notifications pop up on my phone. Mark Stevenson is online right now.
Yeah.
You know, go check him out. And then you'll see people that are watching your video start to share it with their friends.
Yeah.
So like, oh, you've got to see this. So imagine in that scenario, and we're spending all of our time talking about Facebook.
Yeah.
But imagine that scenario where you are doing high school jerseys for the team and you're doing bling shirts for the cheerleaders and you're doing some stuff for the mom. Imagine saying, hey, I am doing applique for the Letterman's jacket for this event. And here you go. This is what I'm doing. This is for this high school. And you start doing it and you show people what you're doing for about 5 minutes. Anyone from that school who sees that guaranteed is going to share that or ping everyone else.
Yeah, they're going to tag
somebody. Then you're going to go to the next thing. And those people are going to tag it. And their friends are going to say, oh my God, what are they doing? How did they do that? I don't understand. And it's just going to keep going like that.
And when is the person that you're going to tag going to be the coach of something that's going to make a t-shirt decision? Is going to be the owner of a law firm who has, you know, polos for everybody that works there?
Yeah.
You know, with embroidery on it.
And the comments that we get are, you know, hey, good to see you in person. We love you guys. I love my Avance embroidery machine. Yeah. I have a patch kit. I use it tons. So that video with all those comments just sits on the Facebook page.
And then you could post it and it lives there.
Somebody
and
comes.
Over time, you know, somebody will come.
They see those good comments.
Yeah, they see the good comments. So, and then over time, your customers will be on Facebook. And they'll be friends with you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or not necessarily friends with you, but they will like your business page.
Yes.
And then hopefully they will say, you know, Mary and John did a job, you know, for me. You know, like Jose and Lucy did a job for me, and they're the best people.
Yeah.
That little comment, that one thing from that one little customer, those four words will turn into business, especially when you can say to somebody who's new to you, hey, I know you're thinking about doing business with us. Here's a quote. In addition to this, though, you're on Facebook, right? Yeah. I'm going to send you a link in with the quote. I would love for you to click on our page and just scroll through. You'll read what a bunch of people have to say about us. You'll see some videos of us doing silly things. You'll see us making stuff. I want you to know that we care about your business. And you just took your brand, your business and your brand, and like you've given it like a living, breathing life. That's exciting for people.
And it's true. And after, since we started focusing on this and encouraging people to review us, I'm going to read one because Coldesi has a 4.6 out of 5-star review rate out of 25 reviews on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So potential customers will go to the Coldesi page and the first thing they'll see is 4.6 stars out of 5.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then they'll read comments like 5 stars from Gabrielle. You folks are wonderful to have around. Best customer on the planet, service on the planet, hands down. My thread color issue was resolved, and any questions I ever have are answered quickly and professionally. Thank you again to these people and the rest of the amazing staff at Coldesi. Could you get a better thing? Could you get a better thing for cut? No.
Well, I just went to the Coleman and Company page here, and the first thing, you know, on the top. So, all right, let's just play a little pretend game here, right? I am shopping for your product, okay?
Yeah.
I go to Facebook just to check you out, see if I can get a little scoop on you.
Yes.
Because people do that.
Yes.
They Google search you. You know, they're going to go out on a date. They Google search a person's name. I mean, these are things that happen. People go to the internet to look for people.
Man, I wish I would have had that.
I know. You could have made so many less mistakes.
Yeah.
But I go to the Coleman & Company page, and this is literally just this moment. I was curious what would happen.
Okay.
And of course, the most glorious moment
happened. Yes, naturally.
Absolutely love my new cut and press system! Exclamation. Stephanie helped me immensely and still continues to assist me when I need help! Exclamation. Incredible customer service! Exclamation. 4 likes on that. You know, that's the top post that I just saw that Facebook showed on there. And I'm looking at it on my phone right now.
Yeah.
And now on top of that, I see the 4.5 stars. And, you know, it's just awesome, you know? It's fun.
I'll tell you, so these are the reasons that you need to be on Facebook. Because the world is on Facebook, and that's going to get bigger all the time. That's just math.
Yeah, yeah.
So you are either going to be one of the many people that is doing that, or you are going to be the last person without an email address. Okay, so get on Facebook, take full advantage of it, use video in everything that you do, and that's been all over a bunch of things that we've said in the past. You can sell on Facebook, you can get reviews, you can do live events, live recordings on Facebook that will live forever and get you new customers. I think it's the platform of the present and the future. And then all the other platforms are other stuff that you can do along with Facebook.
You can do it to enhance, yes, and build. So let's talk about some of those and some benefits.
Yeah. So the number two from that I got from SocialFresh, the number two social media platform that they talked about was Instagram.
And this is what, and when they're numbering these, they're having to do with the amount of users, the growth.
Yes.
How many pictures get shared? How many videos get shared? How many people interact with those?
How many people actually use them? Yes. Not just, you know, the email addresses that have signed up for an account.
Yes. So Instagram is huge. It grows really fast.
Yep.
So if you don't know what it is, basically you share pictures and videos and that's it.
It's kind of the,
you know, in a nutshell.
It's kind of the original first social media platform that did that well.
Yes.
So it started out with pictures of people's food.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I mean? That was really it. Hey, this is what I had for dinner. Look at this. And then it developed from there, and now it's not only a great social platform for individuals to keep in touch, because my family does that all the time, but it's a great business platform as well. There are some real advantages to being on Instagram as a business.
Yeah, and so if you're going to, you know, it's all about pictures and videos, and it's about good pictures and videos. So yes. I would say this, if you, and I hope you do, really good work, if you do cool artwork, if you do good embroidery, if you make cool bling designs, if you do unique things, practice on how to get good pictures of them, because that's the hardest part, is the picture doesn't always do it justice.
Yes.
So practice on how to do that with your phone.
Yeah.
Not your big camera. I mean, you could do all that big camera stuff, but practice with your phone.
But don't. Use your phone.
Yeah, on how to do it really well. Get the right lighting. Get the right backdrop. Whatever you do, just figure it out. Play with it for a little while. Play with it on a Sunday afternoon.
You're not going to spend $1,000 getting all this stuff ready.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, you could use it here in the office. We've used, like, the LED flashlights to get shine off rhinestones and spangles.
Yeah. Try different rooms in your house.
Yeah.
I had a customer who said, this was a while back, but she had said that the lighting in her bathroom was what she would use.
She would
go to the sink.
Right.
And that's where, and she's like, I would lay down. I had like a little white cloth
that
I'd lay down right in between the two sinks.
Right.
And those giant lights above the mirror and the mirror, I would put the shirt down there, take a picture of my phone, and it looked awesome.
That's funny.
And I was like, that's the simplest solution. Yeah, yeah. So figure out what it is. If there's a spot in your shop, or buy some.
Or outside. It could be outside.
Yeah, outside. Do some lighting, but get good pictures of your stuff. And all you have to do is do a job, get a nice picture of it, post it to Instagram. It's kind of, that's, I don't know, I'm saying that's all you have to do, but that's what it is.
Yes.
Right? And you should do that if it's something worth looking at.
I like that.
That's the key.
That's a good one.
Is it something worth looking at? If you're doing particularly good, interesting, fun stuff that looks really, really good, then it's interesting and worth looking at, and you should spend time doing it.
Yeah.
If you do name tags all day,
I don't want to judge.
Yeah.
But that's not an Instagrammable kind of thing. But let's say if you do dog competition accessories.
Sure.
So yeah. You're doing a sweater vest for Rocket, who's going to dock jump and grab a ball in midair. If you can get a picture of him wearing that sweater vest, jumping in midair, that's money.
Yes.
That's money right
Anything
there.
Anything you can put on an animal is going to be...
True. True.
You know, the furrier...
Or a picture of you trying to put something on an animal that doesn't want it.
That's a good one, too.
So the point with Instagram, though, is you're not, it's not a click and buy platform. It's not a, hey, thanks for liking my picture on Instagram of my stuff. How many shirts would you like?
Yeah.
You know, it's a community building and a customer space building platform. It's more, I think, it's almost more of a pure social media than Facebook is at this point. Because the only reason you go on Instagram is to share pictures.
Yeah.
And build a community of people that you like their stuff and they like yours.
Yeah, and it so on Instagram, you should be posting interesting pictures or videos,
yes,
of your products that are interesting and worth looking at.
Yes.
You know, and let other people decide that too sometimes. You might not necessarily think it. Post, see if other people are interested in it. And what that's going to do is that will build a little community of people who like looking at your stuff.
Yeah.
And what they do is they become part of your fan base. They become part of the crowd that likes you, you know, yes, that follows you. And anything that those people are going to need, they're going to come to you for. If somebody comes to them and says, I'm looking for, you know, whatever it is, a bling cup, I know somebody who does that. Let me take out my Instagram.
Yeah.
Here she is. Boom, 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 you know, and there you go.
I will share with you the things that work best for Cold Essie on Instagram are the short video clips of machines running.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone that's never seen an embroidery machine embroider onto a cap or has never seen a CAMS machine run, it's a big deal. It's hypnotic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you'll do 30 seconds of that, you saying, hey, making this cool hat for the local Little League team, and yeah, it's going to look awesome. And that'll get shared. You know, especially if, you know, your part of your job is going to be to find people that are relevant to what you're doing. Look at their photos. If you like them, then share them and ask for the same.
Yeah, and you could do cool stuff with it. You can put the photo filters on these things.
Yeah, sure.
And you could use your phone to take a slow motion video of a machine running. You know, you can have some fun with this stuff when you're sharing it. And as long as it's interesting, people will follow it and like it. And hopefully it can help to gain you some business.
Yeah.
And it's not going to eat up a ton of your time.
It's a long-term thing. And you can't do it once a month and ignore it, because that's not going to do you any good.
No, you're building a brand of interesting things, interesting pictures.
So there's one thing I did want to share that I thought was a great idea, and it might be more of a big company play, but maybe not, is one of the companies that spoke at Social Fresh delivered fresh foods somewhere in a city in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
So they would deliver you like a box of vegetables from local farms. And they had a great idea. What they did was they found local cooks and chefs and homeowners that had big followings on Instagram or Twitter. And they invited them all in for a free cooking day. So everybody cooked up their favorite dish with the food provided by these people. And the only requirement was that they share everything that they're doing on Instagram and Twitter in real time. So what they got was all of these other people, let's say it's five or six other people, that have a following of a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand people each, that were sharing each other's videos and sharing these companies' name. And so now all of those people in that network knew what this company did, that people that they know liked that company, and that the food came out good.
Yeah.
So if you could figure out a way to do that, you know, even if it's delivery day when you go drop off your shirts at a baseball game, baseball mom shirts, you know, you could have, you know, okay, I'm going to drop all this stuff to all the teachers. All the teachers come in, pull out your phones. If you're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, let's all take pictures at the same time. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And now you have encourage 35 it. People doing that.
Yeah.
But again, It's a social media idea. It's not a sales idea.
Yes.
You're not going to walk away with a bigger check that day.
Yeah, no. What you're doing is you're helping to do some of the long tail marketing stuff of building of who you are, especially if you're new at this.
Yeah.
You're not going to have 300 customers to refer to. You're not going to have that storefront sign that's been on that corner for the past 18 years.
Yeah.
That's like, it just got inherent trust in, you know, been in business since 1988.
Yeah.
You might not have that. So you're going to say, how can I build trust in my business and my brand really fast? This is a way that you can be in business for 3 months and have reviews and have followers and have people saying things about you.
I can't use that. I can't believe that it's taken me this long to refer back to another CAS
episode. Oh my gosh.
Episode 36, beating the competition by being different.
Yeah.
So let's say you're in that situation where you're in a saturated market, or what you think is a saturated market. What are the odds that all of those other businesses are really good at Facebook and have a big presence there? What are the odds that they're on Instagram? What are the odds that they've got a big Twitter following? Mm-hmm. Those are all holes in the marketplace that you can fill with your marketing.
Yeah.
So that is the episode 36. I encourage you to give a listen and how you can stand out from the competition just by participating in these
things. Yeah, by participating. You mentioned Twitter.
I did.
That's another platform. It's for, a tech savvy, hip crowd. It's a very, the crowd is also very much engaged in, public platform type of things. You know, it's a crowd of celebrities and sports, and athletes, I should say.
Yes.
Famous athletes and big brands, so it is a way to interact with all of those things, and all those people in a big platform.
Yes. So one thing I'll say right off the bat is people that are on Twitter all the time do not like to get email. They really want you to hit them up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Literally we never heard during all the speaker sessions anyone standing up on the stage say, "This is my email address."
No. They did say, "Message me on Twitter so I can email you this," though.
Right.
Which was bizarre.
I didn't understand that at all, but I guess there are limitations.
But no, it is, the thing is if your customer base is there, if you do business to business polo type of stuff, and hats, and you're doing corporate wear, you might have a lot of people who absorb their news, their social media, a lot of their online interaction on Twitter.
Yeah.
There are people who love it. That they will say it's my favorite social media platform.
Yeah.
So if you're in a market where you find your customers are there, and the way to find out is to ask
especially,
talk about it.
Yeah, especially business to business. If you go into a business and you're talking to people and they hand you a business card with their Twitter handle on the card, that is a big signal.
Yeah.
That's the way you should be communicating with them. If there's a marketing guy that works there, then 100% he's on Twitter. And that's
if you're selling to the director of marketing, and if you're selling to those types of folks in that business-to-business world, that could be a way you set them apart.
Yeah.
You set yourself apart to them is by connecting with them on Twitter, by actually, you talk to them, and next thing you're sending them a direct message in Twitter. Hey, it was great to meet you.
Yeah. Your order's ready. I'm going to drop off your order tomorrow too.
Yeah. Yeah. Or hey, when you're ready for me to get you that quote.
Yeah.
DM me here, or here's my phone number.
I like that.
You just
DM. Direct message, by the way. That's
So you just stood out to that person.
Right.
Because they're a Twitter user. They like it. They want to be on there. They don't want to sift through their email and business cards to find you, but they know who you are on there. So again, these are all little things. It's not necessarily going to make you $1 million or just be that big sales thing for you, but it builds. And it could help you to land that one account.
Yeah, remember 2 or 3 years ago, Coldesi did not have a huge presence on Facebook. And now we're everywhere.
Yeah.
So, that kind of thing could happen for you on Instagram and on Twitter and maybe even on some of the other platforms that we're about to talk about.
Well, the fastest growing, the biggest, the newest, the hippest, the youngest one is Snapchat.
Yeah.
I'm sure a bunch of you on here listening to this have probably not used it yet. It's still growing pretty fast. Or maybe one of your kids or your niece or your cousin or your buddy maybe uses it.
I'll hit you with a statistic.
Sure.
41% of the population under 24
Yeah.
are on Snapchat all the time.
So basically half.
Right. So and Mark Vila's generation is on Snapchat.
pretend. So for one, you should get it because it's fun. You know, like I mean, you can't see me right now, but I've got a dog face on.
Yeah. So that's on Snapchat. Yeah. It's fun and it's funny and. You know, people, you know, create stories about their lives and what's happening. So here's what I'll say about Snapchat. It annoys me. I'm not the demographic.
Yeah.
I'm not the demographic. But if I was selling, again, I'm going to use kids in a school. If I was selling on a college campus.
Yeah.
If I was selling to a younger group, you know, a little league baseball team that was all teens. You know, then yeah, I'm gonna go on Snapchat, and I'm going to snap the entire time that I am selling at the event.
Yeah.
Or you know, it's just another way to build a community of people that are in your target market.
Yeah, and each day, you know, you could have a little picture with a filter on it, or a funny thing of you, or a little video of you delivering things, making things. If that's the crowd you're talking to. So if you're doing, you know, fraternal things. And for sororities, then most of them are probably going to have Snapchat.
Absolutely.
And if you're the one that comes in there, you know, and even though, you know, you're post-grad, you're not part of their crowd anymore, but you come in there and you say, if you guys are on Snapchat, here I am. I post you know, stories of me delivering stuff. And when I make you guys shirts, I'll probably do something like that. And you will have people that will think that that's fun and funny and enjoyable.
Yes.
And again, you're building like a little mini fan base of people who will check your story each day. Maybe, you know, maybe they won't. But if you have a really bubbly personality, if you have a personality that is unique, then that is something that can, and you talk to that crowd of people, you can really build this, again, the same little fan base of people who love you.
I agree. And you know what? Maybe I'm looking at that wrong. Maybe Snapchat in 2 years is something that Coldesi will be using every day.
We don't know.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, these platforms, again, it's in that category of they're just starting to experiment with ads. So it's not I'm going to make money this week. But it is, I'm going to make my customers love me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to make my customers remember me, and I'm going to build a community of people that know what I do. And you can do that on Snapchat, and especially if you appeal to that younger demographic.
So I think if we wrap them up, we're saying, like you should be on Facebook just like you need to be found. You need to be able to be found on Google. What podcast is that?
It's all the rest of them, I think.
Okay.
It's all about that.
Getting found online, right?
Yes. You know, we need a good search function.
Well, getting found online is the podcast we're looking for. And that one talks about that. Your business has to be found on Google. You just have to do it. You have to listen to the Getting Found Online podcast.
Episode 19.
Episode 19. You have to listen to that. You have to do it if you haven't yet. You just have to. And you should do the same thing on Facebook, because that's another way to get found online.
It's a must.
And I'm pretty sure in the Getting Found Online, we say...
We talk about Facebook
on
quite
Facebook,
a bit.
Set up a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Set up a Google page. Get, you know, set up... Not a Google page, I should say. But get your Google business page set up. Get your Bing places set up.
Yes.
You know, you get all that stuff set up. It's all part of the program to help people find you, the people who are looking for you. That's the best business. Referrals are awesome.
Yes.
Advertising and getting people from that is awesome. Going to events is awesome. Going out and making sales is awesome. The coolest thing, though, in my opinion, is when you almost do nothing and somebody calls you.
Right. That is the best.
You know, which you're planting the seeds to allow that to happen when you're participating in the social media.
I saw your video that you did on Facebook. Oh, the one that I did a year and a half ago? Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah. So that's what's cool, and that's what will happen to you. And we have customers that say, I only sell through Facebook.
Yeah.
That is my business.
That's great.
Is I have a Facebook group that I sell to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so you can get a piece of that. You can have fun with it, too. That's what also is cool about it. And it'll be frustrating at times, too, just like everything else. You're going to get a bad... We have a bad review on ours where somebody said, I called you up. and the customer service was terrible, and the person talked to me like I was stupid. I'm not sure who they talked to or when that happened.
Who in Coleman and Company would they have talked to?
I have no idea, you know, but they were not happy at that moment, yeah. Which makes us
we
not happy.
We get stuff like that, too.
You know, and you are going to, too. And it's going to be online. It's going to be scary to see that on there. But, you know, it's how you respond to that customer. It gives you the opportunity to respond to them, either publicly or privately or both.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff about it. And that was another thing they talked about at the Social Fresh. More last year than this year, I think. But they talked about when you interact with people online and that public display of hate and love and restitution and stuff like that, you know, and apologies online and stuff like that. It's a lot of this transparency.
I'll tell this one story before we kind of wrap up. We had a customer that, or not a customer, someone that was on one of our Facebook pages, and they were just angry for some reason that we posted an ad for something, and we didn't put a price on it, and they had to call us or email us or something, you know, before we would give them a price. And sometimes we do that because prices change over time and we run specials that we don't want people to find in 6 months. But, you know, so I explained it to him and he came back and then I explained something else to him and he literally said, okay, just shut up and sell me something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he posted inside Facebook. That's when you know you've done conflict resolution well.
Yeah.
Okay, stop it. I'm okay now. Just sell me something.
So. Yeah, that's fantastic. So I think that hopefully we've shared some cool things.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't talk about Pinterest or LinkedIn because those were lesser topics at Social Fresh as well. But we'll save those for another podcast. We'll do that another time.
Yeah, sure. That sounds great then.
Okay. I think we've done a lot.
Yeah, we had a nice conversation today, I think. Hopefully some people are... my goal is like always to be encouraged.
Yes.
The people who get encouraged by listening to this take action.
Yes.
The people who take action see results, and the people who see results send us an email or go on Facebook or call us and say, I listened to this podcast and I just made money.
I love that.
And that happens often enough that you should stop this podcast now and do something.
We had somebody that posted on the Facebook group, Customer Apparel Startups Facebook group, that they listened to our podcast on how to get found online on the listings.
Mm-hmm.
And she had 3 customers call her from her new listings that month and sold stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And the amount of work that you have to put into that, I think we say in that podcast, like dedicate a couple hours.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
All you got to do.
So thanks for listening.
Yeah.
This is Mark Viola from Coleman & Company.
This is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi. This has been episode 39, older than Mark Viola, episode 39. Have a great business.